Good morning. It's Tuesday the 9th. Shape of the business today. We're making money again, but the load factor's soft and the yield line is flattering us. Where do we start?
Tuesday. So let's own one route. Harare to Joburg.
Harare? That's not usually where we live.
That's why it jumped out. We doubled the capacity year on year. Doubled. And revenue's up about 119%.
Doubled the seats and revenue still more than kept up.
Right. We added almost 6,000 seats. Airlink added under 300. SAA actually pulled some out. We took 14 points of share, sitting at about 33.5 now.
And it's not flying empty.
That's the bit that surprised me. Load factors near 88, only down 6.5 points despite doubling the gauge, into a market that's growing 16%.
What's it worth?
Contribution impact about 2 million rand. Low in the scheme of things, but it's the biggest route move on the board, and it's the good kind of growth. We showed up where the demand was.
Okay, so that's the win. What's the mirror image?
Cape Town to Port Elizabeth. Same playbook, opposite result. We put 28% more capacity in and the demand didn't follow.
How soft?
Load factor down 13 points, yield basically flat, up under 4%. Share slipped 4.5 points, airlink crept in a bit.
Is that a problem?
I'd hold off on that word. It's about 1.3 million rand, low materiality, and it reads seasonal. Not a problem route. It's a capacity discipline question, not a crisis.
Fair. One sentence and move on.
Exactly. Watch the pattern. Don't panic the route.
Now, the thing you keep flagging, the yield.
So here's the thing. Headline yields up 26% month to date, was up 38 last month. Looks fantastic.
But
almost all of it is the fuel surcharge. 98% of the uplift. Strip the surcharge and the underlying move is about 7 rand.
So we're basically flat on real price.
Flat. That's not pricing power, that's fuel recovery. Don't read the yield line as strength.
Give me the shape of the month then, quick.
8 days in, revenue per flight up about 16% year on year. But volume's down 14.5, flights down 7, load factor down 8 points.
So revenue's up, but it's all price and the price is surcharge.
Price led, surcharge flattered, soft on volume. That's June so far.
And yet you opened by saying we're making money.
We are. May contribution per seat was 342 Rand against 106 a year ago. Profit before tax, 268 million versus a 25 million loss last year. That's a real turn.
What's the catch?
Fuel's now 66% of the cost base. Fuel per pax up 118%. The recovery's real, but it's thin if the surcharge ever unwinds.
What about the forward book?
Soft caveat first. The filed schedules are distorted right now, fuel and cancellations. So I wouldn't lean hard on the curve.
Directionally, though.
Directionally, June's tracking about 8.5 points behind the curve on load. Bright spots ahead, Zanzibar 34 points ahead, Mauritius 15. Soft ones, George to Lanseria, Blom to Joburg.
But low confidence on all of it.
Low confidence. Trust the flow numbers, not the filed ones this month.
All right, two for the exec meeting. First, Harare. We doubled capacity and held near 90% full. Is that repeatable? And where's the next one?
Second, the capacity discipline won. On Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, do we hold the 28% add and wait for demand or trim it back? Small rand today, but it's the pattern worth a decision.
And anyone who says the yield looks strong, remind them it's a surcharge.
Every time. Actually, before we wrap, the one I'd put above Harare. On Joburg to Durban, our single biggest market at nearly 285,000 seats both ways, we shed about 8 points of share each direction. We took out 16,000 seats while SAA put back 20,000. That isn't a small route. That's SAA walking back onto our core trunk.
So the real share story isn't Harare, it's Durban. Do we defend the trunk or hand it to SAA? Have a good one.